Sports brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. And Wyoming Building Supply on your Monday. We're cruising into April, 20th day. The crew joins me, Julie and James.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. First time to speak today.
Good morning.
It's always funny early in the morning when you talk to people and that's the first thing that happens. Yeah. And you go, geez, I haven't said anything since I got up this morning. So you obviously weren't speaking to anyone today.
Not a lot, no.
All right. It's Monday. We're getting started, 20th day. Hey, it's Animal Cracker Day today in the studio.
Looks like you brought us open. Some treats.
I bought treats yesterday when I was in the store. I didn't have to look too terribly hard. I had to look down a little bit in the lower shelves. Yeah, in the lower shelves, you know, the animal crackers weren't quite as high.
So what do you think of the frosted?
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like them better than the regular, but they're good.
So James and I got the basic animal cracker box.
I got the fancy.
And Julie got the bag because they didn't have them in a box.
Circus animal, they're the frosted and white with little sprinkles, which I always loved. You said, I still love. So Every once in a while I'll pick them up.
Well, now you can enjoy.
Put these in the break room.
We'll put make this a regular thing.
If you put those in the break room, they won't be.
They won't be there very long, but that's what that's for, you know?
That's right. You know, it's interesting. I read something the other day and looking through all the trivia stuff, it says, what are some of the things that most popular things in the office? And they said, looking at their emails, office gossip. It was just all this other stuff. And then one of the things that was on there, and I thought, that is Sheridan Media right there, is announcing there's food in the break room.
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned coffee, but then we make really good coffee. So
we do make good coffee.
Yeah, we do.
We do invest in good coffee.
Sure.
So you can have your little coffee. You didn't bring your coffee down.
No, I didn't.
And so you can't enjoy an animal cracker.
Not until after the show.
Not until after the show. All right.
I'll be honest. Some of these I have no idea what they're supposed to be.
James is already munching down on the animal crackers today. You ready for some animal crackers?
I don't know what this is. Is this a fox? I was going to say a fox.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. They kind of...
They
shorted the old design on these a little bit. I'll be honest with you. It just feels like they're bloated, you know?
Bloated glob animals.
Yeah. Bloated animals.
And you're supposed to kind of just guess. The old ones, I mean, it looked like a tiger or whatever.
Right. I noticed that too. That
they streamlined and got... Just cut back to two cookie cutters.
They had the robots pumping the dough in.
So let me ask you this, James. What's the first thing you do when you grab the animal cracker?
Can everyone hear him grabbing?
You bite the head off, you bite the legs, you go straight for total destruction.
I eat the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. You go for the whole thing.
These things are too small to be just nibbling away at them.
I think I do the same thing.
You're going for You're going for total destruction.
Frosty ones can be a little messy.
Pull one of those frosty ones out of there so we can take a look at that.
What is it, James?
It's going to be even harder to tell.
It looks like a frosted blob.
Yeah, wow. Delicious. Well, look at that animal.
Is that a bison?
That looks like somebody
could
made a country. They blobbed a country. Country crackers.
Country.
Boy, when they said sugar-coated, frosting-coated, they definitely frosted them, didn't they?
They do, yeah.
Okay, well, it's Animal Cracker Day here in the studio.
And with a bison.
That's
a good one.
I bet yours is a bison.
Interesting.
I bet yours is a bison.
Interesting. That's
too.
Not a circus animal. Technically.
True. Well, it does just say animal crackers. It doesn't say circus.
Oh, mine says circus.
Yeah, these just say animal.
Okay. So how long have they been around? Remember this from last week?
1916.
1902.
Oh.
Nabisco Barnum's Animals is what it was called at the time. Why do the classic animal cracker boxes have that little string handle on top, which these do not, which disappointed me greatly?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They probably took those off a long time ago because that's a whole other function in the...
Well, and I'm sure liability.
Making of the box.
Liability.
What's the string? I don't know what that
is. It's a handle.
Little string. You know why they developed that?
No.
A handle.
It was originally designed to hang... on the Christmas trees for ornaments.
That's why they did away with
James
it.
James gives us yeah, no, a look.
Nothing like an old box of crackers to put on the Christmas tree.
Really decorative.
Yeah.
Come on, James.
Hold on. Let me put this package of saltines up. I'm going to hang those up real quick.
Hey, let's throw some Ritz on there while we're at it.
Put some Ritz on the tree. Anybody got any string?
Graham crackers. Yeah. Let's go.
You could make a cracker tree out
of it. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That would actually be, I mean...
That'd be fun.
It'd be original. I mean, you're putting a cracker tree up. Like, what is going on here?
Yes, no string. I noticed that right away when I picked them up. And I go, there's no string on here, you know? And they changed the look of the box.
Yeah.
Do you notice what they changed?
It's not a, carnival-style train they're in. They're just in a passenger train, it looks like.
A circus.
Right? Yeah.
You know why they did that?
Because circus animals were heavily mistreated.
They removed the cages from the box design so the animals could roam free.
Well, they're still in a train cart.
They're like on a window of a train cart.
Yeah. You got this poor goat here that's matched up with a lion, a hippo, and a bear. I don't like its chances.
Says, goodbye, world.
Yeah.
See you later.
He's looking left and right.
He's lunch.
Yeah, he's looking to his left and right, and he's like, I'm not in a good spot.
They all look happy.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Because three out of the four got a meal.
It says, happy snacks. Animal crackers on it. So, they removed the cages. So, they removed the cages, and they removed the string. Which animal do you think shows up the most in this box of animal crackers?
Lion,
elephant. And bears.
Or blob.
Or what?
Yeah, blob.
Yeah, yours looks like a blob.
Discern for yourself.
Yours just looks like circus pure frosting. Blobs. Yes. Animal crackers aren't technically crackers.
They're cookies.
Yes. Because they've got those slight... Are those slightly sweet? I haven't had one to eat.
Yeah, they're sweet.
I haven't had one yet. How many animal crackers... Let's check this out. How many animal cracker boxes are sold annually?
Today?
Annually.
Going on, but world? Like in this, in.
Well, I don't know.
2026 or whatever?
Yeah. Okay, 1 million.
No, that's more than that. 7 million.
40 million boxes.
That makes sense.
So, mom and dad's out there, when you go to the store, and kids, if you're listening, because I know there's kids that listen to the show on their way to school, request animal crackers.
Wow, you getting paid for this?
Yeah, I know.
No ornament, no endorsement at all.
They're doing the most in changing their image after the whole circus thing.
Yeah.
Right.
They're like, all these animals are happy, and then they have the little elephant on the top that says, we use a perfect blend of wholesome ingredients.
It does say that, doesn't it? Yes.
The perfect blend of wholesome ingredients. Yeah. Whatever wholesome
What does that even mean?
What is a wholesome ingredient? Yeah.
Plant-based, non-GMO.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's eight cookies.
Eight types of cookies?
Per eight cookies. Oh, no, it's the calorie count. So let's look at the label.
Mine are not non-GMO.
Oh, we're breaking down the label.
Yeah, not yours.
Because I have dyes.
Like, how many do you get for 140 calories there, Julie, on the back? Of your on the back? The label on the back?
You got to read it.
The label of the back. Oh, she doesn't have a glass.
Doesn't know how. Seven cookies.
Seven cookies per how many calories?
140.
Oh, that's not bad.
What are the unsweetened?
120 for two servings, the whole box.
Eight cookies for 140 calories.
Yeah, whole box is 16 cookies.
I get one less, that's it. I think I got the better deal.
You did. You got a whole bag of them.
Yeah, but I get to tell what they are.
You can't tell what they are.
On them. I don't know what the hell is. This might be a lion, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know what these are.
All right.
They're cookies.
It's Animal Cracker Day at the studios today, and the staff is going to enjoy some animal crackers and frosted and non-frosted blobs of frosting. I don't know, whatever they look like. But, so it's Animal Cracker Day today at Sheridan Media. Let's look at the date book today, shall we, on this 20th day of April. Wyoming history, 1922, Hell's Half Acre is withdrawn from homesteading. Although it's difficult to imagine anyone homesteading in Hell's Half Acre.
I don't know where that is.
Me neither.
In Casper, South Casper area.
Oh.
basically, they did a movie there. Dang it.
South? Is it There's Southwest or South?
I can't remember. Is it called Hell's Half Acre?
That's where I drove to see the eclipse because it was supposed to be the perfect, but I don't know if it's Hell's Half Acre. But it was definitely interesting.
It looks like the landscape of the moon. They did a show there.
Was it like a moon shot?
They did no, it wasn't. It wasn't a moon.
Well, you said it looked like the surface of the moon. So
well, it does look like the surface of the moon.
So they're filming like it's the surface of the moon.
Yeah. Yes. Like troopers.
Stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers.
No, no. Oh, Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
They filmed
I knew that.
Yeah.
Huh.
That okay. is so they are supposed to be on another planet in this.
Yes.
So yeah.
That's why they filmed it there.
Yeah.
Hell's Half Acre looks like another planet. Some of southern Wyoming looks like another planet.
Mm-hmm.
1890, the last soldiers leave Fort Laramie on this date. So, little Wyoming history this morning. Who was born on this date? French engineer Mark Sequin. He perfected the suspension bridge and I know. He was born in 1786. Napoleon was born on this date in 1808. Huh. 1860, inventor Charles Curtis. He invented the steam turbine.
Sure.
Was born. General in 1882. General, he wasn't general when he was born, but General Howland Mad Smith.
That would have been cool if he was general when he was born.
Yeah, they called him Howland Mad.
Tough little kid.
General baby.
Tough kid.
Reporting for duty.
He invented the amphibious warfare vehicles.
Okay.
Wow. And 1898, Harvey Firestone Jr. was born.
He made tires.
Yes, he did.
Interesting.
Yep.
Because we didn't have a lot of cars then.
That was in 1898.
Well, he was born.
He was born.
Yeah, didn't
you
come
said
out with the idea of a tire.
1898, he was born, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always mess that up.
Yeah.
I know. It's not hard
he's
not
designing
to.
Tires. Yeah. As he's
out of the womb, he's like, I got an idea.
Me and that general kid.
let's keep this round thing going here. George Takei, Star Trek fame.
Legend.
Yes, 89 today.
I thought he was in his 90s.
I thought he passed away.
Well.
I don't know, James.
I'm thinking of the other guy.
I think you're
Spock.
No, he's still.
No, Spock passed away.
He did pass away. Today is Cheddar Fries Day.
Mm.
All right.
Sure.
They're okay.
Today, Cheddar Fries?
Mm.
Okay. Look-alike Day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
We'll see
can do that one.
We'll see when your sister Jill comes.
I was gonna say, you got one nearby. That makes it pretty easy.
Every day is look-alike day.
Every day is look-alike day for you two. Sometimes you wear the same clothes.
Yeah.
And you don't know it.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
That happened.
I know.
On our birthday.
Yeah.
It happened on their birthday. They both wear red. Yeah.
Same shirt, even.
Same type shirt. I know. And I asked him. I said, did you plan that? They go, no. That's funny. Twin sisters that work here. Pineapple upside down cake day.
That's good. I've never made it, but I think it's good.
I don't care.
James is shaking his head. No, you don't.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
I won't be making it.
I'm not a big pineapple guy.
Radio for Sheridan Media.
Yeah.
You'll just make it and bring it into the station.
I can't do
pineapple. See how long it sits.
Pineapple's too acidic.
Okay. National Park Week.
Oh, every week.
Cool.
National Park Week. First national park established ever.
Yellowstone.
You got it. Okay. Crater Lake in Oregon. Deepest lake in the U.S. How deep?
Very.
good answer, James.
600 feet?
Yeah.
2,000.
Wow. Wow.
Crater Lake.
And it's a...
I lived in Oregon and never went there.
Oh.
It's a meteor crater, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, that's what they think, right?
Yeah.
They think, and then the reason it's so... is because a volcano also nearby kind of imploded and helped form it, too.
Is that man-made lake? Like, or did water get there?
No, it's not man-made.
No rivers flow in or out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do they get the water getting there?
And it's rain and snowfall.
Mm.
So
there's a lot of that in Oregon.
The evaporation is compensated by the rain and snowfall, which actually
they must have some aquifers.
They replace every 150 years. And here's a cool one to end the show on this morning. Mammoth Cave National Park. Longest known cave system in the world. How long?
Oh, 1,800
miles.
How much?
200 miles.
Yeah.
405 mapped miles.
Is that the one in Kentucky?
No. I don't know where Mammoth Cave National Park is. See, it's National Park Week, so we got to find out.
Yeah, we do.
We got. Shows up. 8 o'clock hour. Steve Schreffler, Swap Shop. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.